Gentlemen, no lady tonight, all right, well, gentlemen, tonight is the last year of the season, and Rabbi Rosenzweig will be flying to Israel tomorrow. He's invited to a special conference. The title is War and Peace, huh?
War and Peace.
War and Peace. Not
a literature conference. It's a military
sponsored by Bar-Ilan. Rabbi Rosenzweig has been invited to be a guest speaker there. And being this is the last shiur of the season, so after Maariv, please stay. We have some schnapps and some cake and some other goodies.
And what about you have to drive home?
Not much.
A designated driver. Only the person who's not driving.
We'll wish a l'chaim to everyone. Pleasant.
You could be okay with Shomer Kona.
Exactly.
Okay. So,
move the microphone.
She was only Yavama, so I prefer to first the beginning, first parrot. We sometimes change, but if I care, I like to leave it the same. It's a nice thing. So that's the plan. Tonight's cheer is also we want to wish a refuah shleima to two cholim who really need a refuah. Those learning should be in schus of their refuah shleima. In addition, Sora Deborah Bas Chaya Mindel is one, and the other one is Moshe Yehuda Ben Rus. Okay. So they should both have a refuah shleima b'karov. As we just heard, tonight is the last year of the season, and we look forward to resuming, I guess, sometime in September. We'll figure out a date at the proper time. And the plan is to learn Yavamos next year. And that's also a very challenging limud. I hope everybody has enjoyed, to say the least. Kol Shal, which I think is a very rich limud as well. We didn't finish it, obviously, but I think we've done some of the major topics, really, of Macholos Asuros and its relationship to Yisra Na, as well as many topics in Chametz by means of this parak. And there's much more to do, so I encourage everybody to continue learning through the summer and beyond. The topic today will be a continuation of last week's topic, but I want to develop a different angle. We'll go through the Gemara in a minute, and just I think it's fitting because we'll end off with a further exploration, and there are still more to go about the intricate relationship between Macholos Asuros and Yisurei Hana, to what extent they're connected in one, or they're different, how they're different. And that'll be part of tonight's topic as well. So the Gemara here, just going to go through the Shaka V'Tarya again. We read it last week. The Gemara here in Chav Hei on the base discusses the problem of Hana Habala La'adam Balkar. A person finds himself in a situation in which he is exposed to Yisurei Hana. He doesn't initiate that contact or that encounter. He just finds himself in a position where all of a sudden he's exposed to Yisurei Hana. And the question is, does he have to, take steps, kumbase, to extricate himself from that situation? Or by virtue of the fact that he didn't, put himself there, it's not his intention to be there, and he didn't really initiate it. So is he allowed to just, passively enjoy or experience the Yisrael? A very practical question and a very clearly an important conceptual question. Is there a din of Kavanah? And if so, what level of Kavanah, what are the circumstances of Kavanah in Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Itmar, Hana, Habola, La'adam, Balkarcho, if the person is in a situation where Hana reaches him Balkarcho against his will, Abaya Amar Muteres, Rav Amar Asura. So it's a debate between Abaya and Rav. Abaya says Muteres, and Rava says Asur. So now the Gemara wants to analyze what are the conditions that this is of this case. What are we talking about? So the Gemara says, Efshar b'kabachavim, lo efshar the kamachavein, kula amalo pligi da'asar. Lo afshar v'lo mechavein, kula amalo pligi da'ashar. Ki pligi da'afshar v'lo mechavein. So what does this mean? So the Gemara says, number one, this whole issue of hana, habala, adam, balkarchal is connected to a bigger topic. That topic is the topic of davar she'enu miskavein. Right, we know this machlokas of Yudah and Rav Shimon, whether davar she'enu miskavein in kol tzara kula is mutter or chayiv. And the Shabbos, thank you. It might be mutter or patur. And that's the debate between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And the question is how to understand this. The whole discussion here is linked to that argument. Now, the classic case of Dovah Shenu Miskaving, as we discussed last week, is the Sugya in Shabbos, although there are many other cases as well, including the case here and a few other cases that we'll see in a second. But the classic case, Adam Gorer, Sapsal, Umihu, Kisem, Mita, whatever it is, if a person wants to relocate furniture from one place to another, and the way to do it, or the way he does it, is to drag it. And when he drags it, it doesn't always make a charitz, but sometimes it makes a charitz. He has no way of knowing one way or another. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. Right? He doesn't intend to make a charitz, which is either boner or choresh, but sometimes it'll happen. If it happens, but it doesn't necessarily happen, is he chayev for that on Shabbos or not? So Rab Shimon is of the opinion that Dov Shem Miskavin is mutter. He didn't intend for it to happen. Therefore, the fact that it happened is not sufficiently reason to be mechayevim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Dov Shem Miskavin, in Hilchos Shabbos, maybe it's only Asur, or maybe chayev. Certainly, in Kol Torah Kula, it would be chayev. That's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon. A very fascinating argument. Whether an action done, not an inevitable action, but an action which bears the consequence of an action of Iser, but it was done without intent, right? It was a byproduct of some other action which we wouldn't really focus on. He really wanted to move the object from place A to place B. That's the action he's involved in. The creating of a charitz is a byproduct action which one can anticipate might, but doesn't necessarily have to happen. That's called Einu Miskavein, and that's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But what does that have to do with us? Because we're in the same kind of situation, right? You went to a certain location for some other reason. You had to be there. It was a legitimate reason for you to be there. And now that you're there, or knowing that you're there, right, you're encountering some act of Iser. But you didn't go there, right, to encounter the Iser. That's Hana Havala Adam Balkar. So now the question is, what is the case? So the Gemara says, if it's Ef Sherva Kamachadein or Lo Ef Sherva Kamachadein, meaning, if he didn't have, given what he's doing, right, it would be a Tircha Yisera. He doesn't really have much of a choice. That's called Lo Ef Sher, right, the Kamachadein. However, he's thrilled. Thrilled maybe too hard, harsh a term. He's not unhappy, okay, we'll go the other direction, that he can also, enjoy the aroma of this Easter, Amonazara or whatever it is. So that's called Loafshar. I mean, he didn't really have a choice given the reality of what he's doing. But it's Kamachavim. He does have Kavana. He's interested in it. Right? Or if it's Efshar, the Kamachavim, he could leave easily. Right? He didn't put himself here. He didn't come for this reason. But now that he's here, it's no tircha for him to leave. There's no price to be paid. The Kamachavim, not only that, but he's, again, not unhappy. He's quite satisfied to be nana from this Isra Hana. So under those conditions, the Gemara says, Kula Amalo Pligi, if it's Efshar v'lo Mechavim, or Lo Efshar v'lo Mechavim, everybody agrees that you are going to be it's going to be mutter. What about a case of lo efshar v'lo kamechavein? So everybody will agree. I'm sorry, I said the other way. Everybody will agree that it'd be awesome because you're mechavein. If it's lo efshar v'lo kamechavein, meaning he doesn't have much of a choice being here, right? Because given what he's doing, and he's not interested in the hana of Barazara or some other orla or kalayaker, whatever it is. It's assaulting his sense. It might smell good, but he's not interested in it. He doesn't want to be nana from it, right? So it's low efshar, meaning it'd be hard for him to run away. It's low mechavein. So the Gemara here says, everybody will agree, lo achshav lo mechaven, that it's mutter.
So what's the problem? What's the issue?
Ki pligi de achshav lo mechaven. It's a situation where he's not mechaven, but it's easy for him to avoid this whole problem. He didn't ask for the problem. He's not interested in the benefit, right? But it would be easy for him to solve the problem. That's called achshav lo mechaven. So the Gemara explains, I'll leave it, Rabbi Yehuda, Dabar Dabar Shein HaMiskavin, Otsur, Kulam Ala Pligi Da Otsur. If you hold that Rabbi Yehuda, Dabar Shein HaMiskavin is Otsur, then certainly this is Otsur as well. Because even though it's Ein HaMiskavin, since it's Efshar, you can solve the problem, Ein HaMiskavin is not a Hefer. Ki Pligi, I'll leave it, Rabbi Shimon, the argument is within the view of Rabbi Shimon. Amar, Dabar Shein HaMiskavin, Mutter. Generally, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion of Dabar Shein HaMiskavin is Mutter. So Abaye Kerb Shimon, Abaye says this is Dabar Shein HaMiskavin and it's Mutter. In other words, the fact that it's Efshar, that he could solve the problem easily, right? That's irrelevant. What's more important is Ein HaMiskavin. He's not interested in this benefit. The Rav Amar, Ad Kama Kom Rav Shimon El Heched Lo Efshar. Havel Heched Efshar Lo. No, the Din of Rav Shimon, Dov Shimon HaMiskavin, is in the equivalent case of Lo Efshar. Namely, right? What he's doing is his involvement with the Isser, which he's not interested in. But that involvement is a byproduct of what it is that he's interested in doing, and for him to avoid it, right, would mean to have to take extraordinary steps to avoid it. But in a situation, just one second, where it's Afshar, it's true he's not interested, but he has an equal or practically equal alternative to avoid the problem, notwithstanding the fact that he's not interested. In that circumstance, he is Chayav. That's the Rav Shimon. Just to explain one more second, and sort of give one more example of it, this is what the Gemara, we talked about it last week, but just reviewing, this is what the Gemara in Shabbos calls ketanim. Meaning, if you have to move a heavy piece of furniture, right, so again, you're interested in relocating it from place A to B. You're not interested in using it as a bulldozer, right? So if it's gedolim, if it's something big, so you're not going to pick it up. That's not good for your back. Right? You're going to drag it. That's called lo efshar, right? And it's lo kamachame. There's no kavana, because that isn't why you're doing it. Right? And, you know, it's something of no choice, but you don't have an equal alternative. There's good reason for you to be doing it this way. But, what if it were ketanim? That's what the Gemara discusses. In other words, it's something which you could drag, and you could just as easily pick it up. So it's true, you're not interested in the charitz. But you could also avoid the charitz and accomplish your goal just as easily. That's called Efshar. That's called Ketanim. So the Gemara says, maybe Rav Shimon in that circumstance believes that Dabar Shein HaMiskavin is not Mutter. That's the discussion between Abaye and Rava here. Hana Abol Al Adam Bal Korcha. Yeah.
It would seem that Efshar is really a subset of Miskavin, because the whole argument is Miskavin is like Rav Shimon.
So this is a question. So some people say that's a kind of like you're psychoanalyzing it a little bit, and Tosfos Ritz says something like that. So you're in good company. He says, listen, you could say Ein HaMiskavin all day long, you know, and we might believe you on a certain level, but you know, subconsciously, if you could easily pick up the furniture and transport it or drag it, then your choice to drag it is a kind of a kavana. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that's what Tosfos Ritz says, and that's exactly what we're saying. If it's Efshar, you know, and you don't lose anything by the Efshar, so then you can claim Ein HaMiskavin, but your actions kind of belie your you know, stated intentions. Maybe you're fooling yourself, you know, and not just fooling us, but so that's called kavana. That's what the Tosfos Ritz said. Personally, I don't think that that's the only way to interpret it. I'll tell you what I think. This is what I said last week. I think there's another way to explain it, and that is, whenever we have an issue of the role of Kavana, as we discussed last week, we have to ask the question whether Kavana is Ma'akev or Ma'akeves, or Kavana is not Ma'akev as Kavana. Kavana is Ma'akev because it undermines the legality of this action or the attributability of this action to this individual. And what we might be saying is, you know what? Dabar Shein HaMiskavin is a byproduct. And a byproduct is not an action. It's a byproduct.
It happens. It's not a legal action that you take. That's no chin miskabim mutta. However, if that's the point, namely, we don't really care about kavana and lack of kavana per se. Just that things are done, b'li kavana, are things that aren't attributed or aren't legally defined as a full action. But then we might make the distinction between apshar and lo apshar, katanim and gedolim, along those lines. What we'd say is, listen, something is a byproduct or a peripheral or secondary action if it's a result of a primary action, right? And a result in the sense that you need to take this path, you need to do this exact action because that's the best alternative you have to achieving your interested goal. But really in Syria you have two equal options. You could do it in method A, you could do it in method B. So then why should I call something a byproduct? Why do I say there's a primary action and there's a byproduct? No. There are two primary actions. Because if I wasn't interested in, if I only saw the other as a byproduct that I wasn't interested in, but that just happened, then I could have picked up the object. So instead of saying that it's an implicit kavana or a, you know, your actions belie your supposed thoughts, why don't we give the benefit of the doubt? Einam miskaven. But this einam miskaven doesn't undermine the maisa because it's an efshar maisa, and that makes it primary. It makes it a joint primary rather than a secondary. That would be the other way to look at it. Yes?
These principles that we're learning, efshar, lo efshar, makana, lo makana, is this what we apply when we go into a clothing store and trying on clothes that have shatness?
Yeah, so that's, the Gemara has this in the end, if you look at it in a minute, because we're going to get to that with the Ramban in just a second. Anyway, so one of the cases of einam miskaven is shatness. And yeah, in a way. So, except there the question is, why isn't it a psik ratio? Because you're actually wearing the shatna. So we'll get to that. But that's the Gemara here. Look on the next page for a minute, Chavav Medes, and go down to line 3, 6, 9, 12, 14. You know, they didn't do the Gemaras like we do our sheets. You know, so you actually have to count the lines. Let's see what we can do about that. We'll put on another shas. Toshma. Everybody have that? Mochrek, this is about our sugya. Hagah, Balal, Adabal, Karakot. And this question, Epshar, Lo Epshar, exactly what you're talking about. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the Shatnez case. Toshma, Mochreksus, Mochron Kedarkan. When you sell clothes, you sell them, you know, normally, meaning you try on the clothes. The model, you know, tries on the clothes and he models it for other people. Because he's not interested in being nana from the clothes. He's interested in modeling the clothes so that people will buy them, right? The Hatsnuin, however, right, people who are more makbid, mafshilin lachoreim, the mako, right, they didn't wear the clothes. They found some other way to display them. They walked around with mannequins or whatever it is that they did, right? So the Gemara asked, v'acha, to efshar lemevid kitsnuin, it's exactly your question. Here's efshar, because you don't have to model the clothes. You can walk around with a hook that displays the clothes, or a mannequin. You know, it's not much more difficult. They're very light, right? The kilo mechavein shari, and we're saying that according to my number, davar sheni miskav. We're saying that tznuin we're machmir, right? But if you're not a tznuin, it's mutter. But you could always do what the tznuin did, so that's lo miskavein. But it's efshar. It's like tanin. It's exactly this case. Exactly what you just said. So the Gemara says, Tiyuvta Laman Damashni Lishna Kama Darava, Tiyuvta. This would be a kasha if we didn't go further in the Gemara. In other words, if the first day of the Gemara, which says it's Achlokas, Abai and Rava, the case of Efshar, of Lomachavin, within Rav Shimon, this would be a proof like Abaya against Rava. That we don't matter, doesn't matter if it's Efshar, doesn't matter if it's Lomachavin. As long as it's Lomachavin, according to Rav Shimon, it is Mutter. Exactly what you said. Now we're going to get to later the problem. Why isn't this a psik ratio? Because at least the case of Gorer Adam's Mita the Sapsal, sometimes it makes a charit, sometimes it doesn't. Correct? And Hadol Bolo the Adam, sure, certainly so. You go to a certain place. There might be Reach Shel Avodah Zarah, Kilayim or Orv, there might not. But isn't it true that every time I wear clothes, That I'm involved in Hanas, I'm involved in Levishas shatnez?
But if you're a customer, it's an easy shekel. If you're a customer,
Well, it's a gracia. What we're saying is this. There's a makokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. I'm never saying in the skabe, it is mutter or otter. But Moshe Rab Shimon, one sec, I didn't get the question, so one sec. So Moshe Rab Shimon, it's a gracia of Eliyahu. Even Rab Shimon agrees that a pure Tom Shin and Miskabe, meaning F, low F shar, but low Mechabe. But if it's Psikresha, you're Chayim. So why didn't the Psikresha get to that? What, I didn't hear what you said. Baal Shan. Okay. So we'll get back to this question. It's very important that we, people think like we colluded in the car or something, but we really didn't. You know, yeah.
What are you really saying right now? Okay, yeah. The only case of Shimon would have
in general of 100%, which is why Tosis, I don't want to get into too much, but if you look at the Tosis through Masa Lo Efshav Lo Mechabein, he starts off and says Kul Almi Tazon Lelishna Kama Nira Lefarish Kul Alma Kaya Baiva Rav Avlo Pligi Vishari Hanul Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda Asari says it's Lo Pligi the Kul Alma can't conclude Rav Yehuda, because it turns out according to Rava that Rav Shimon's head there is only in a case of low F sharp low machave. So for Yehuda's arguing, he's got to argue in that case.
Right.
So that's why he says Kukul Alma means within Rav Shimon, not because exactly of what you just said, which is it's a good kashman. But he says according to the second day, you don't have to say that. We'll get to it. Okay. What's the second day? Ikadamri. Well, sure. There's no next week. So Ikadamri. Where are we? Ikadamri F sharp low machave 100% Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. Okay, if it was Epshar, even though it was Lo Mechavin, even though it was Epshar, that's the Machlokas of Rishayim and Miskabin. Right? That's, Rav Shimon doesn't distinguish between Epshar and Lo Epshar. Eina Miskabin is Eina Miskabin. How do Machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda put aside Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon? Lo Epshar v'Lo Mechavin? Again, if it's Lo Epshar v'Lo Mechavin, here he means Kul Alma, even Rav Yehuda. Unlike the first one, according to Tosfos, Kul Alma Lo Pligi is a Shari. Even Rav Yehuda will agree, if it's Lo Epshar and Lo Mechavin, it's Mutter. Ki Pligi, fascinating, the Lo Epshar v'Kol Mechavin, the opposite case. Right? It's Lo Epshar, meaning it would be very, very hard for him to solve this problem. But he's interested. He's not unhappy that he's in this situation. So what's the point? Halimud Rav Shimon, here's where, I guess it's a good trivia question, right? Normally Rav Shimon is the Mekel and Rav Yehuda is the Machmir, right? Here's a case where Rav Shimon might be the Machmir and Rav Yehuda will be the Mekel. Why? Because Rav Shimon counts Kavana, right? So the subjective aspect for Rav Shimon is important. Rav Yehuda seems to be looking objectively at the action. So it ends up that here it's going to be flipped. And it goes like this: Alib Rav Shimon the Azul Pasa Kavana. If you hold like Rav Shimon normally, he says Mutter. That's because he believes in Kavana. So here the Kavana is going to be a Chumrah, right? Kula Amalo Pligi the Asur, because he's Miskaving, even though it's Lo Afshar, but he's Miskaving. He Pligi Alib Rav Yehuda, because if Rav Yehuda says Lo Afshar Lo Kamachave, and Rav Yehuda says it's Mutter, but if he discounts Kavana, then if it's Lo Afshar, what's the difference to make whether it's Miskaving or Lo Miskaving? Right? He doesn't believe in Kavana. So if Lo Efshav Lo Mechavin is Mutter, then Lo Efshav Lo Mechavin should also be Mutter. That's one idea. Right? Ali B'Drav Yehuda Dharma Lo Shna Miskavin Lo Shna Shein Miskavin Efshar Asur Abaya K'Rav Yehuda. Abaya will say, yeah, I think Rav Yehuda here is going to be Mekel. You know, it's a good trivia question. He'll be Mekel and not be Machmir, but for the reason that he's normally Machmir, he'll be Mekel. Okay. The Rav Amar Lach Ad Kama Kom Rav Yehuda Shein Miskavin Kim Miskavin El Lechumra Ava Miskavin Kein Miskavin Mekula Lo. Just because Rav Yehuda thinks that if you do a Maisa Avera, a strong Maisa Avera, you don't get out of it by having good intentions or not having bad intentions, says the subjective element can't pater you. But that doesn't mean it can't be Oser. In other words, you're in a situation where Lo Miskavin, it's Lo Epshar, but there's a good reason why you're in doing this action, but the fact is you're also enjoying it and happy that you're able at the same time to do this other action. So Kavana can link this object to you. So in light of what we said before, which was the impact of Kavana on the Maisa, right, sometimes is about the Maisa itself. It's not an additional. There are two elements. It's Kavana, and then did you have the right Kavana? There's a Maisa and you have the right Kavana. Right? Rather, sometimes the issue is the kavana will determine how we look at this maisa. Not two factors, or two independent factors. There are two elements in one factor. So maybe the point is, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you that lo akshar b'mechavein is a maisa. Lo akshar b'lo mechavein is not a maisa. Lo akshar b'mechavein is a maisa. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. That's the Gemara. Okay. So we discussed last week, and according to the Maskara that we just read about the Mokrei Ksuth, about the wearing of the shatnez, it seems like the Gemara ends up saying that the Machlokas is the second, not the first. Because if it's the first, then we have a kasha against. We discussed last week the following question. When it comes to Misasek, we have a principle on Misasek, the Chalav of Arayos, right? A Misasek generally is Patur. What is Misasek? So we explained last week. It's a little different than in a Miskata. We talked about three categories last week. One is Anus, where you do something, you know what you're doing, right? You're focusing on what you're doing, but you're doing it under duress, under pressure. You don't want to do it, somebody's forcing you. That's called Anus. Eina Miskavim is what we talked about today. You do an action, right? But you do it inadvertently. It's your secondary, it's the result of the primary action that you're doing. All things being equal, it's not a psikresha, right? But it is a result, an anticipated possible, and in reality, it is something that happened, right? In the context of what you're really interested in. That's Eina Miskavim. Then there's Misasek, we were talking about Shabbos, right? There's Misasek, which is you are trying to do action A and you end up doing action B. It's not a result, a secondary anticipated byproduct of what you're really doing. It's a mistake. You're trying to do A, you end up doing B. Now, it can be two types of mistakes here. It can be that you're trying to do physical act A and it ends up that you missed and you did physical act B. Or it could be the physical act that you're doing, I said it twice intentionally, is the same. But you're unaware of some of the circumstances, and therefore the legal act that you're doing, right, is a misstep. For example, you think that what you're cutting is tolush. Right? You try to cut this this flower. You thought that it was already detached from the ground. So you want to cut it up more. And you didn't realize that it wasn't, that it was really attached. So that's different than saying, I want to cut rose A, and I ended up cutting rose B. You want to cut rose A, thinking that it's already been cut, and you're just cutting it down. Right? And it turns out that you're cutting it from the ground. But either way, we're talking about something that's not a shogeg. Now, shogeg is still a fourth category. Shogeg is, I'm mistaken legally. Not about what I'm doing. About the legality. I know exactly physically and otherwise what I'm doing. I just don't know that it's legally prohibited. Because I didn't know that today was Shabbos. I'm trying to build a pit. Right? Or to be Zoreah. Or to be Boner. I thought it was Sunday. I didn't realize it was Shabbos. That's called Shikas Shabbos. Or, I didn't know. I know it's Shabbos. I know you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. I missed the shear dealing with Choresh. I didn't know Choresh was an Av Malach. Or, I didn't know this particular type of action qualifies legally as Choresh. That's called the Shogeg. Anyway, the point is that when it comes to Misasek, Misasek is Potter. Misbah Prata Misasek. And, yet, Hamisasek b'chalav v'arayos is chayiv. How could that be? Right? So the Gemara says shekeinena. When you benefit from something, even if it's inadvertent or there's a lack of focus, the fact that, again, you ate something, right? You're no longer hungry and you have calories, right? To prove it. And the same is true with the physical experience of biyasura. So on the Sasek, the Chalavim, Ubarayos, the Sky, it came down. So the question that Rishonim asked was, so what's Hana Habalav Adam Bal Korcha? All of a sudden, the Rishonim, the Gemara is talking about Darvashen and Miskavein. Darvashen and Miskavein, according to Rav Shimon and Mutter, why don't you apply the same principle? It's Hana. And it should be Chai, it should came down. So what we spoke about last week is something which some Achorim say, Pnei Yeshua, and I just try to explain in a much more elaborate way why it might be so. That is, that who says, just because misasik, the halav marayis, is chayit, shekeinena, who says that eina miskaven is the equivalent of misasik? After all, I just described subtle differences, but differences, between shogeg, misasik, ogas, and eina miskaven. Right? Shogeg clearly is more intent than the others. But if I were to ask you, this is what I tried to make clear last week, if I were to ask you which is more of a flaw, right? Ones, misasek, enitzkaben, I could make a pretty good argument for whichever one you said. Which doesn't mean that there isn't an answer, it just means that it's, you can see different perspectives. So what's the point? What I was trying to say last week was that enitzkaben, and to talk about Rabbi Kinager and others, enitzkaben may be hafkos by sameir. Meaning it's not considered an action. Because you're trying to do A, you end up doing B. So we say, oh, but if you're nana, we're going to say it's not an action. As I said, you have the calories to prove it. Right? You have the physical pleasure to prove it. That's mitzaris. That links it to you. You can't say, oh, it happened. I disassociate myself with what happened because it was done without my awareness. Say, fine, but you benefited from it. You enjoyed it. Or you got something out of it. That links it to you. However, if the problem isn't the problem that the kavana undermines the maisa, the problem is that you need kavana, well, misasek, even banana, doesn't give you kavana. So what I might say is misasek is a maisa problem. And that's why shekeinana is mechayev. But eno miskaven is a kavana problem. Maybe others is a kavana problem. And therefore, it's quite possible that shekeinana doesn't help. So that's what we discussed last week. What is the relationship between these? I gave also some examples of mitzvah trick of kavana, and there's more to talk about as well. Tonight, I want to talk about the answer that the Rishonim give, which is quite remarkable. And then I want to add a few other points connected to it. The question is based on two assumptions, right? Number one, the equation between Eina Miskaven and Misasek. If in Misasek, Yechayim, Shekeinena, why not also in Eina Miskaven? And that's what we discussed. Maybe they're not the same. I think I mentioned last week that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a good aura. He says, oh, if you look at the people involved in Misasek and the people involved in it, different Amoraim and Tanaim, right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they have nothing to do with Misasek. There's no machlokas about Misasek. On the other hand, Misasek has a pasuk. Bah, Pratim Misasek, and Balak Smachshevas Asher Torah. You don't have that in Eina Miskaven. You don't have any makor for Eina Miskaven. It sounds like they're two different sugyas, and that's kind of what we were building on. And there's more to say about that. So one assumption of the question is, what's good for Misasek is good for Eina Miskaven, because they're identical, or even if they're not identical, they're sufficiently similar, right, that this factor of Shekeinena should affect one in the same way that it affects it. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that the Hana that we speak of in the context of Hamasasek B'chalav Marai is Chayit Shekeinena, that Hana is equivalent to the Hana of our Sugya, Hana Habal Ma'adam Balkorach. What is that Hana that we're talking about there? The Hana of Maisabiya, Biasura, and the Hana of Macholos Asuros. So it's there where the Ramban, who, as far as I know, is the first person to ask this question. It's a remarkable question. Right? But the remarkable answer that he gives to the remarkable question is that you can't compare Achila and by extension Surabiya and Hana. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban here is it's the Ramban later on on Daf Ayin Zayin in the Sugya of Reicha Milsa. Very fascinating Sugya. So the Ramban says Elohaka Miske Abayin Sava Reicha to call it the Pume Ketama. The Gemara records a debate in both in Pesachim and in Avodah Zarah, Salak Bav Medbeis, whether Recha is Milsa or not. What does it mean? Whether aroma, smelling, is considered something substantial. Very fascinating question. Right? But we're not sure exactly what the argument is. For example, what's the status of Reach? The next Gemara, which I'm not going to get to, unfortunately, and it's very, very important for this, the Gemara says in the next Amud, this, going forward on Chabav and Aleph, that originally the Gemara says, Tam, Mare, and Reach, ain't by Mishamila. Right?
Kol.
I'm sorry, Kol, Mare, Reach, not Tam. Ketam, Zachila. kol mare reyach. Thank you. Ein bo mishum mila. Kol sound, right? Mare, something that vision, and reyach. Then the Gemara seems to go back on that a little bit. The Gemara speaks about ketores. The Gemara seems to say, you know, ketores is different. Ketores is more of a davar shel mamish. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mehila, it's not for now. The Rambam understood the Gemara a little differently. The Rambam understood that reyach is like kol and mare. In Hilchos Shofar, it's also clear, I'm not going to explain this now, maybe before next Rosh Hashanah, that the Rambam felt that kol sometimes is substantial. For the Rambam, it's not kol, or it's not reyach versus kol and mare. It very much depends on the role and the halachic stature that is assigned, you know, to one of these seemingly secondary, you know, experiences. Kol, mare, and reyach. Each one has the potential to be a mamish and not be a mamish. But anyway, the Gemara has this discussion about behila. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a discussion of mitzvah slavli hanositu, you know, in Tkiyas Shofar. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah speaks about it in terms of min bemino, if you find a min by its reyach or by its tam. The Gemara speaks about it in terms of truma, eating truma. The zo yisra hanav truma is only yisra achila of truma, but if it's a reyach or milsa, maybe that should have impact. The Gemara in Brachos talks about making a brach on reyach, perhaps even a shahako. And some of the Rishonim link that Gemara to these Gemaras of reyach or milsa, and so on. Point is, it's a whole rich topic. What is the status of kol, mare, and reyach? And it's really very interesting. It's really fascinating. So the Ramban interpreted that when the Gemara debates whether reyach milsa and reyach lav milsa, and the Bali Tosfos did as well, that their argument is not whether reyach is hana. The argument is whether reyach is considered to be achila. And the Manor versus reyach milsa holds reyach as achila. The one who holds that reyach lav milsa thinks it's hana, but it's not achila. So the context of that, the Ramban says an amazing thing. So when you sniff a reyach, it's like you're kolot depume, it's like you're eating it. Ketaima, and then he adds v'afila b'yisuri achila, the lav yisuri anah kagon komen shol truma asur. The Gemara there in Avodah Zarah speaks about a case of smelling truma. A zar who smells truma. Now a zar, a non-kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. But there's no din that he's not allowed to be nenem in the truma. He's not allowed to have hanas kilui shel truma. Because the mitzvah of truma is to be eaten by a kohen, and if the Yisrael were to use it up by using it as fuel or some other destructive hana, that would mess up the mitzvah. It would negate the mitzvah. But a hana, she'enah shel kilui, is not also a truma. So how can there be a problem of la'riach truma if there's no yisrachila? So this is the proof that many of the Rishonim, beginning with the Bali Tosfos and the Rif, and the Ben going downward, try to prove that reicha milsa means that we don't just treat it as hana, we treat it as achila. Da'bala le'mamish l'reach, it's like you're swallowing the smell. Fascinating. U'katay medami, v'achilas, then he adds, v'achilas kol yisurim shebetorah, when it comes to achila, kilo miskadeim, nami asur. A davar sheino miskaven b'achila is asur. Why? It's Rav Shimon. Davar sheino miskaven, and we pass like Rav Shimon. It's mutter. How do you know that? Kidi itmar ba'alma hamisasek b'chalavim v'arayos asur shekvar nene. What's the proof that achila b'eino miskaven is chayev? Because misasek b'chalavim v'arayos is chayev. That's where the Ramban makes this equation. It could be it's a kol shekein, it could be it's an equation, but it's one or the other. He's assuming just as achila b'hana are chayiv in misasek, so too they are chayiv in enam eskaven le'inyan davar zeh, if not other things. He's equating misasek and enam eskaven. Then he says, but if that's true, we have a problem with our gemara in Pesachim. This is taken out of a Ramban in Dav Ayin Zayin in Mechamos, by the way. The Alpha P, the Hacha, the Parak, Kalsha, Amrinan, Bindalo, Mechabein, the Shari, Kerab Shimon. But then the Gemara, 15th of Blot earlier, it would have to be our Gemara, but if you're reading the Muhammad on Ayin Zion, you say, oh, but then the Gemara, 50 Blot earlier, say, speak about Anna, Habala, Adam Balkarcha. And the Gemara says it's connected to the argument of Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon is Kabin Mutter or not. So So how can that be? We just said that it's chalav marayos sichay chekenena, even if you hold like Rav Shimon. So here's where he says it. Shiny hasam v'lo bala le'mamish l'reach. In the case of the Gemara in Kol Shah, right, he didn't. Right? It's Sama Reach. He didn't inhale, right, like Bill Clinton. Aval Hasam Toem HaReach Ubolo Ketolem Yisr Mamishu Shapanu Sharech Gozem Azbio Pamim Mishakro Vereva Sama Reach Alav Ketaimu. So he distinguishes between two Reachs, the Reach of Achila and the Reach of Adam. But what comes out? The din of Misasek, the Chalav of Arayah Shekeinen, which by extension applies, according to the Ramban, also to Enim Miskave, I don't know about Ones, but definitely to Enim Miskave, applies to Achila, applies to Isurei Bia, but doesn't apply to Hanon. But the whole idea is Shekeinen there, right? Ah. So the point is, when we say Shekeinen, it's the Mitzaris. It links you to the action, and or it might be a mechayiv. We might say the prohibition in Achila and in Yisroel is a certain level of Hana. Why wouldn't this apply to actual Hana? It seems counterintuitive. So it goes back to what we have been discussing throughout the year. That is, what is the relationship between Achila and Hana? On the one hand, right, we have Rabba Bo. Every time the Torah says something is also b'achila, Yisra'na b'mashma achi farid l'cha hakosav. Seems like they go together, right? Okay, it might be a little bit tougher le'ikar, but it's one idea. At the same time, we discussed it a little bit. The Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis had a havamina. The Gemara said the din of shalo kederech, if you have achila shalo kederech achilaso, that's potter. But the Gemara wasn't so sure. In the end, they came to the conclusion that it applies to Hana too. But the Gemara thought maybe Hana Shalom Kederach would be Chayiv. How could that be? If anything, Achila is more Chomor than Hana. So if Achila, which is Chomor, right, is undermined by Shalom Kederach by doing it not according to the normal way, then Hana, which is more Kal, should certainly be undercut if it's Shalom Kederach. How could it even be a thought, right, to that view in the Gemara? So we explain. The issue, again, is not always kula and chumra. Right, it's the nature or character of the particular din. And what's the idea? The reason normally achila is more chamur is because achila is a finite, measured, formal action. Right? We know what achila is. It's very substantial. It's measured. We have shiurim in achila. Right? And it's a very clear kind of performance. So the Gemara thought an achila shalom kederach is not an achila, because achila is all about the formal definition and it has a form. If you don't do it the right way, it's not formally achila. But hana is much more result oriented. It's much more amorphous. It's about the experience more than it is about the action. And therefore, you might say, well, there is no derech hana. It might be the way that most people do it. Does that really make it a derech? And even if there is a derech, the point is, the kula of hana, generally, which is that it's more amorphous, right, it's less substantial, which is why it's tafel to achila, but it also may make it immune from some of the kulas, because achila is a victim of its higher standards. And hana is a more amorphous, more of an experience. It's less severe as a result, but it's also more immune, right, to the conditions that would detract from achila. Because it's all about, were you nana or were you not nana? So you were nana this way, not that way.
Is it not benefits or not enjoyment?
What?
What is not benefits or enjoyment?
Well, it could be that you might distinguish between the types. In a monetary sense, it's usually benefit. But, you know, in a physical sense, it's enjoyment.
Right.
I mean, it's like a nos mobile, it's benefit. So the point here is, what is Ramban saying? Ramban is saying, if you have achila and you have Yisurei Bia, so then, and the problem is that it's misasek or it's enim miskaveh. So what, you didn't do the maisa because you did it without kavana. So the hana is a mitzaref. Hana is achila, and hana is bia means it is a maisa bia, maisa achila. But in the case of hana, which is a more amorphous and more tentative kind of thing to begin with, It's all about the experience. So here we say, if you're not interested, it just happens. What links it to you? It's not an action to begin with anyway. It's only the kavana of being ready for the experience that makes it so. The Ram says even more explicitly, and then I want to show you some other variations of this, and especially two very interesting ones. The next piece of the Ram does not quote the Ramban, but he's quoting the Ramban. I mean, he doesn't mention the Ramban by name, but you'll see there's a famous Ran in Chulin. A lot of people know this Ran in Chulin, the celebrated Ran. Not as many people know that at least half of the Ran in Chulin is the Ramban in Rubel Chomos and Talk. Anyways, that's why I get a party or something and you know this comes up. This is a good thing to know. Ran al-Rith Mesachas Chulin. Abaya Omar, same idea, but it's more explicit. Abaya Omar Osur Recha Milsahi. Lamishim Hanah de Recha Pligi. They're not arguing about whether Reach is Hanah in Mitzrolo. Do Kim Nahasan the Gemara put Tayyad Abaya Barabba Katanai? The Tanya wrote a Paskam of Nasa Picha de Shoyayin Shul Truma. Rabbeir Osur of Yudah Matir. Abaya Krabbeir Barabba Krab Yudah. Vachalek Lamemer Mishim Hanah Milsahi. To Hana the Truma Shari. You can't say a Recha Milsa means that it's the Torah Hana, as we just discussed, because Truma is Muteres Bana. It's only also Machila. For a Shari will have Yachba, but oh, the Kaiman Krab Shimon, the Tavashin of Miskabin is Mutar, we need a Hana, the Loma Chavima, Shari. Hana without Kabana should be Mutar. Kid a Mukach Perak Kol Shah. Like the Gemara Tzachim, our Gemara. The Gemara of Adazar, in a Miskavi, the honest Miyai Nesach, Lavashir Askinam. Okay. Skip the Psikresha card, because that's sensational. We'll get back to that in a minute. The Chitain of Psikresha, we'll leave that for a moment. So just look at the bottom for a minute. Four lines from the bottom. Elo Korchach, line 23. Pluktayu Dabai Barava Bahana Dachila Talia. Dabaya sabar recha milsa klomar kishaminiach pivalav b'shoef areyach hareu kilu shasa mimenu de recha milsa hi. It's like drinking in the reyach. Ukachila chashiva. Hilkach apagat below mechavin klau osur the kaimon of misafir b'chalav raya skayet shekvarnen. The rava sabar recha lab milsa hi. It's only hana. Klomar de lo chashiva achila. What is it then? Only hana. Hilkach kivu de lo mechavin. Same idea as well. This is the idea of the Rambam. Let me take it a step further, or we have another expression of this. Tell us this here on Kafei and Medvev. Lo Afshar, we read a second ago, we read the beginning of it to answer your question. But skip the middle because it's a little complicated, and I don't have so much time today, so let's skip to the bottom. Tell us it says in the bottom here, Umairi could go, it's up in the middle, I should say. Umairi could go into Lohavit Psikresha. Everybody have that? It's 3, 6, 9, 12, about 16 lines down in Tosas. Halfway down to the when it gets wider. Umairi could go into Lohava Psikresha. Did the Psikresha motor of Shimon? Right? What are they saying? This whole sugya is what? Hana Habala La'adam Bal Karcha. Right? So why not say it's a Psikresha? The Gemara says, oh. It's Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, but we're trying to figure out Rav Shimon. Does Rav Shimon say Einu Miskavin Mutzar even the Afshar? Does Rav Yehuda say Einu Miskavin is Chayiv even below Afshar, right? The Kamechavin. But the wild card in all of this is if it's really Ana Habala La Adam Bal Karcha, it's a Psikresha. How can you compare it to Einu Miskavin? Adam Gorer Satsa Lumita. Is because, you know, sometimes it makes a charitz and sometimes it doesn't. But if it's hana, habala, la'adam bal karcha, it's psikresha. That's Tosa's question. So Tosa says, v'leka v'neymar, da'afilu the psikresha shari ha'cha. Right? V'mayri could go to love the psikresha, mother of Shimon. V'leka v'neymar, da'afilu the psikresha shari ha'cha, v'shim v'shim da'achi, v'mayri v'greira, v'keim v'leka l'isur d'rabbanan, shu'chof v'kalach ha'yan, k'nor v'mem ad'likin, Paul doesn't tell you why. He says, for some reason, this Hana, right, which you're assaulted by, is not a psikresha. Because if it were a psikresha, then even according to the Manam, right, in the Skavan, you would be Chayev unless you say, he says, that we're talking only about like Gor Adam Mita Vesafsal, so the Issa is only Drabanan, so maybe it's Psik Resha of the Drabanan. This, by the way, is two days in Shulchan Aruch, and Poskim Shulchan Aruch, already earlier in Rishonim. Psik Resha, Bodra Shim Psik Resha, that it's Psik Resha, it's Chayiv, is that true even in an Issa Drabanan, or is it only in an Issa Daraisa? That's just part of the discussion of Tosas here. Fine. Tosas says, but we're going to speak about Shatnas later, and Me'ila. Right? And not only that, Habab, Anabal, Adabal Karcha could be an Issa Daraisa. So good, the Greiras Safsal happens to be Drabanan, and there's the Machlokas Rishonim, whether it matters. But that's not the only case. The Tosas says, it's not a Psik Resha, I'm not going to tell you why, but it isn't. Now, the Rush, on the spot, addresses this question. He says, it's not a Psik Resha. Why isn't it a Psik Resha? This is a fascinating answer. If you can find it quickly. Here, Perek Beis. Simon. Second. Yeah. It's Perek Beis, Simon Beis. But you see where it has Dibra Maskil, Ismar Balal and Balkarcho? He says, wow. The Rush does an amazing thing. He says, it's not a Psik Resha. Why? You can block up your smell. Right? I know that's a good thing to do or not. Well, have to ask the expert, but you can do it. Why do I say that's an amazing thing? That takes away the problem of Psik Resha. Normally, when something's not a Psik Resha, it's because it doesn't necessarily happen. Not that you could do something external to prevent it. Why? Because if the issue is whether you could do something external to prevent it, then either you will or you won't.
That's what makes it a Psik Resha. You actually do something.
So this is the question. When we used to say that Psik Resha, Modra Pshimba, Psik Resha, this is a massive topic. We're not going to speak about it more than a minute. But there are generally two approaches to understand how Psik Resha works. Right? One is, Rashi says in Sukkah, Rashi actually quotes the slang here too, but he doesn't mean it in the same way probably. But Rashi in Sukkah, recently, let's say better, Rashi in Sukkah, and Aflam and Gimel, uses this expression, and so does the Bali Tosis. When the Bali Tosis use the expression, they certainly mean it. They say the Psik Resha is kimiskave. Okay, what does that mean? Much like what you were saying before about Enu Miskaven B'Dafshar, but even more so. Meaning, if I know that, you know, that A equals B, so what am I going to say? I'm not interested in B. You know? Every time you do A, you do B. So what, you're either in denial, or you're fooling yourself, whatever it is, but it's a Dara Miskaven. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says a Psik Resha, the Nichale, is a Dover of Miskave. And a Psik Resha, the Lo Nichale, is Patra of Lasser, because it's a Malach Hashem Tzricha Legufa. Because the Dover of Miskave, right? But Lo Nichale means Ain Tzricha Legufa. So it's Patra of Lasser. I'm sorry? Not according to Tosa. Tosa says it's a Dover of Miskave. But it's patur aval asur because it's ain't a tricha legufa.
No, but he doesn't want it to happen.
It doesn't matter, but he knows it's happening. Not being interested in something.
He's not sure about it.
Not being. Well, no, we're talking about a Psik Resha. You water the lawn, it's going to grow. But you don't care, it's fada shalacher. That's the Gemara's case. Right? So the Tosa says that's Psik Resha, the lo nichale, but that's a dara miskaven, but you're not doing it for the reason. That's normally done, so it's ein tricha legufa. That's patra avalasa. So that's one approach. If you say that, then efshar listom mechirav is never going to help you, because as long as you don't be so saying that tosim mechirav, it's a davar miskaven. Whether you're thinking or not, it's in the front of your consciousness, it's in the back of your consciousness, if it's inevitable, right, then you can't be in denial. However, that's not how everybody understands Psik Resha. Indeed, there's a famous Rashi, and just to highlight it very quickly, but there's a famous Rashi in Zvachim. Rashi in Zvachim, Tzadi Amid Beis, talks about, the Gemara there talks about a person's mezaleh, you know, yayin, he's sprinkling the yayin of the nisuch, you know, al gabe ha'ishim on the coals. So the problem is, if you put out the coals, that's an iser minatorah. You're not allowed to put out the fire on the mizbeach, right? So the Gemara talks about it as Eidah Mitzkah. The Gemara says it depends on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's the Gemara's vibe. All the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? It's a psik reisha, right? Because if you pour wine on the flame, it's going to come, whether you intended it or not, right? It's a psik reisha, it'll only collect. So Rashi has a famous line where he says, listen, it's Epshar B'tipin Dakin. He says, listen, you're throwing abundant, you know, amounts of, you get very exuberant and enthusiastic, so you're sprinkling, a good amount of yayin, and it's always going to be mechata. But if you wanted to, you could be mezalev B'tipin Dakin, and it wouldn't extinguish the flame. Well, the Achronim ask on Rashi, if you wanted to, but you're not. So right now, what you're doing is inevitably, irrevocably, going to be machada, right? What does Rashi mean? And they try to explain different things. What most people understand Rashi to be saying is the following idea. And that is, the issue of psik reisha, let's take him at his word, and not only at his word, but legally, let's say he's ain't a miskave, right? In a certain sense. He's ain't a miskave. The fact that it's undeniably going to happen doesn't make it miskaven, in that sense. However, something else happens, and that is a certain identity or equality, like there's a transitive law here, you know, that A equals B. He's interested in doing A, right? But every time you do A, B happens. So A equals B. So the kavanah on A is kavanah on B, meaning kavanah on B per se is ainu miskaven, but it doesn't matter. There's an exception to the rule of ainu miskaven. Very meduyak in the language. The truth is, the Gemara says, "Moder Rav Shimon." Rav Shimon says what? "Dav Shimon Miskaven Mutter." Right. So it says, "Moder Rav Shimon B'Psik Reisha V'Layavos." So the way Bali Tosfos interpret, it's not really true. It's not that Rav Shimon agrees that B'Psik Reisha Dav Shimon Miskaven is Tayyid. It's just that whenever it's B'Psik Reisha, it's not Ainu Miskaven. So, that's such a terrible question. I mean, Bali Tosfos will say, Rav Shimon normally says, Ainu Miskaven, and Mutter will agree in these cases that it always turns into a Dover Miskaven, and therefore it's awesome. But if you want to be legally precise about it, right, what it really sounds like is this remains a Dover Shainu Miskaven, but Rav Shimon agrees to Rav Yehuda that there are cases of Ainu Miskaven, which are Chayiv. Which ones? The ones that are Psik Reisha. Why? Because the point of Psik Reisha, even though you're not Miskaven, you're Chayiv. Because A equals B. So how do you break the equation of A equals B? Again, if it's all about fooling yourself, being in denial, objectively this kavanah, whether you know it or not, then it depends on what you're doing. And how inevitable, given the path that you're taking, this is going to happen. Correct? However, if you take the view that this is all about this, you know, transitive law, that A equals B, even though A is different than B, so all you really need to do is prove that A doesn't equal B. Meaning, can you do A without doing B? That's an interesting objective question. You're doing A in such a way right now that it results in B. But that doesn't mean that A equals B. Is it theoretically possible to do Zilu Payayin Al-Gabi Mizbeach and it shouldn't do Kibui? So Rashi says, yeah, but Tipin Dakin. So that's all we need to say that there are two things happening here at the same time. It doesn't merge into one. What's happening? Zilu falgabe yoishin. And then there's something else. The kibui is ainu miskaven because you could do zilu falgabe yoishin without kibui. So there's A and there's B. It's not that A and B merge into one. Similarly, that's the pshat in the rush. Right? The rush here says, Epshar listom mechirov. But he's not. He's, you know, I don't know if he's inhaling or he's just not stopping, the process of enjoying the aroma. But whatever, it's up to him. Right now, it's a psik reisha. If he does nothing and he's doing nothing, he's going to be nanami mi'isra no daraisa. So what do you mean after listom es nechira? But if the idea is that really psikresha isn't about, you know, objective kavana, it's about the merging of action A and action B, and therefore kavana for A, right, is mechayev B, even if B doesn't have kavana. So then what we really need to figure out is there a way to break A and B? Is there a way to break that connection? Rosh says, yes. Efshar lissom nechira. You could be in this place and not be meriach, the Yisra'ana. Therefore, it's two things. It's A and it's B, and you have kavana for one, not for the other. Yeah.
Isn't the fine to Tosus Rid about Efshar being a supposed to
look? Yeah, I'm saying, exactly. What I was saying before about the Tosus Rid is parallel in a certain sense, even bigger kiddush in a way, to the Bali Tosus view that psikresha is kavana, whether you want to admit it or not. Your actions belie your words. That's the Tosus Rid idea in Afshar, and that's the psikresha idea of the Bali Tosus. This other perspective is a totally different idea. Now, by the way, that's how some people explain the Aruch. Right? The Aruch has a famous view that psikresha, I'm sorry, we're rushing, this is a huge topic. Shabbos will do more. Psikresha do anichal is mutter. That's the view of the Aruch. Chorj Reb Chaim, that's Rambam's view. Anyways, psikresha do anichal, it's a huge kula, tremendous nafkaminas. Psikresha do anichal, it's a psikresha, but you're not interested. Right? So it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So the Aruch says, because the Dover Shein is coming. But according to my post, it isn't true. Because by virtue of the fact that it's a psikresha, it's miskave. Right? The Aruch says, even though it's eno miskave, even though it's psikresha, it's eno miskave. The only debate is this. There's a debate between the Ramban and the Rashba, both in Ksuvas and in Shabbos, how to formulate it. The Rashba says, even if psikresha denichale, which is chayiv, is an eno miskave. But it's an eno miskave for which you're chayiv. And the Ramban seems to say, if we look very with a magnifying glass, Ramban seems to say, no. If it's nichale, it's called miskave. And if it's lo nichale, it retains the status of ein miskave, even though it's a psikresha. Okay, there are many issues, many nafkamina. Yeah.
Okay, so you make a bracha.
What do you mean a bracha?
You have
more light of
smell.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's,
I mean, a bracha on Yitzhak,
no.
Well, that's a general. I mean, do you make a bracha on eating something of...
No, if you say, okay. You have to make a bracha.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah, I don't know if the Aruch said it in that. I mean, you would make a bracha if it's lonichale. I mean, well, why do you make a bracha if it's lonichale?
No, I'm saying, because I know kavana.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
I don't know, but it also depends whether Makol is serious to make a bracha.
No, not
here.
Isn't this a little different
from the malacha?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
the malacha.
Yeah.
That's where the problem comes in.
Well, if it's lonichale, it's ain't tzrich l'gufa. Right. Well, that's a question. Is it lack of malacha? That would be enough true. We spoke about last week. We talked about kamei bedravim. Right, you say the equivalent of chayim mitzvah shogim p'turim, piskis halacha, piskis says if you do a malacha with saying Shabbos shogeg, right? So you don't get a misa or a spring korban, but nonetheless it's a capital crime, right? Because it would have been liable to death penalty, the major. Therefore we say kavale bedrav mitzvah. Keep my moment. What about malachim and shikul gufa? What about enu miskavein? What about mekalkel? What about misasek? Do we say the equivalent of Tan of the Behinskia? That's a way to measure whether it's a chisarn in the malacha, there's no malacha, or it's a ptur onesh, but there is a malacha. That's part of the debate. Anyways, in the Malachim Shikhlikum specifically, I think it's the Nebuke Yosef and others in Bava Kama, Daf Kavav, actually debate that question. Yeah?
I just want to say that you can kind of show up for a situation where he's really not doing the malacha altogether. Like, keep ratio, you're talking about doing a maitre.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
You can kind of show, what happened to the guy sleeping on a bench in the park, and then a grinder comes along, and he's grinding up, he's doing a knot, and he wakes up, and he smells.
Good. So let's talk about Anna. We'll take it more concretely. Good. So one second. So this is a debate. Okay, very interesting. So the Maram Chalav, light of this, I just wanted to... That's the Rosh. We'll get back to the Rosh in one more second. The Maram Chalava, which you don't have here, because it's not on the Bar Ilan program, but I have brought a copy, also asked the question, what's going on here in this whole sugya? It's a psikresha, right? Listen to his answer. Aliba Rav Shimon, but that's Shabbat Lom Mechabin. A psikresha of Eliyahu Mutsu. The Bible Rav Adom Shabbat Yom Rav Shimon psikresha of Eliyahu Mutsu. It's a psikresha here. Tano Abal Adam Bal Karcha, but it's a psikresha. So Marv Kalabas is an amazing answer. Amalei, the Chiyam Rinam psikresha, Hani Mili Bibili, Mili Di, Kav psikresha in the Gemara Samalacha Legamri. Meaning if he had Kavana, it would be a normal Malacha. And therefore it's a psikresha and it's a normal Malacha. Shim Mistapek, the Shemin Shebaner, right, if you remove the oil, the fuel, right, I'll call him Gorim Kibui. So it's Kibui is a psikresha, and that's an psikresha. It's an objective psikresha. The Yeshua Ligram the Mikta Safishi Malacha Kutzimenu. Avokan Berea, Chafag of the Maria, Kedamar Hanan Balalan Bal Karcha, he is smelling. Mikomokum Koshein Mechabein, Eina Reach Gamur, the Eina Nirgash Al Tachliso. Hilkach Lachashim Psikresha. Is an amazing Maram Kalava. What is he saying? When it comes to Reach, part of the experience is being ready for it and appreciating it. It's a different Reach with Kavana and without Kavana. So here it's not only objective, oh, you did the action, but did you do it with the adjunct of Kavana or not? So we say, oh, it's a Psikresha, you don't need Kavana, or Psikresha is Kavana. But in the case of our Sugya Itmar, this is his answer. Itmar Ha'ana Bal Adam Bal Karcho. If you don't have Kavana, it's not the same Reach. Now, this is very similar, but it's different. What did we say a couple of minutes ago? We said that the Rabban and the Ran, right, the Rabban Pesachim, the Ran Chul, have an amazing Shita. The Din of Shekeinen applies to Achila and Nisuri Bia, but not Hana. How come? Try to explain, because Hana is a more amorphous, it's more of an experience, it's more subjective to begin with. That's one expression of it. Imam Chalav is a second. Imam Chalav says, the role that Kavana plays in Reach is different. There it's part of the Maisa. Except there's a big problem with the Maram Chalava. Didn't the Gemara say it depends on Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda? Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue about a legal question. Right? When the Dover Shedim is Kavim is considered Mutter, Asur, and Kota Rekula, they're applying it to Reach. But according to Maram Chalava, if there's no Kavanas Reach, there's a Chisaron in the quality of the Reach itself. How can Maram Chalava say that? Similar question. We asked before about, well, we read before the Gemara about Shatnas, correct? So the Gemara says that the question of Shatnas depends on Tom Shana Miskavin, correct? The Aruch, I mentioned before, holds a psikresha to Lemichalei is Mutter. One of its rayas, one of the strongest rayas, is from the Gemara in Zvacha that I mentioned, that difficult Gemara. How can the Gemara say Zavrashen and Miskavein Mutter in the case of Mizale Fagaba Yishim to Psikresha? Right? Psikresha Lo Nichale is Mutter. Another one of his rayas from the Kilayim, from the Shatnez Gemara. The Gemara says it depends on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Zavrashen and Miskavein Mutter. Right? But it's a Psikresha. What's the Aruch's answer? Psikresha Lo Nichale Mutter. But if you don't hold like the Aruch, what are you going to do with the Gemara of Shabbos, right? So the Ramban, which we have here, this is Ramban Shabbos Kufin Aleph Amud Aleph, has an amazing line. Umashi hits her up Shimon Lamochrik Sus Luvosh Kilayim Mishum Delo Osra Torah Ela Malbush Shastamo Lahana Avakash Eimo Mimeno Hana Lav Malbush Shula Masoi Bialma. An amazing line, amazing Kiddush about Shabbos, which not everybody agrees to. Right? Rabban was pushed into it because of this problem, but he believes in it. Shatnez is not a din of levisha, it's a din of levisha shel hana. Because otherwise, it's masai. When are you wearing clothes? And when are you modeling or carrying around clothes? When are you a walking human hanger? Right? And when are you a human being who's wearing clothes? That's Rabban. Right? The expression, walking human anger, comes from the Ramban here in Shabbos. So the Ramban says, if you're modeling, if it's malbush, she'enbo, hana, that's masoi. That's called carrying. Could be. Maybe. Could be. I don't know. Could be. Maybe that's a... He doesn't say it in that context. Other people say that idea. in the context. Now, so this is a brilliant answer, right, to the question. Chatnis, but you're wearing it, it's psikresha. So you're not miskaving psikresha. What's Ramban's answer? No, because the quality, if it's in, the quality of what you're doing, it's malbush she'enu shalana, but shamasai. Right? So that's not the malbush of chatnis, except one simple question. What does that have to do then with about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? If the Hagdara of Levisha and Shatnes is Malbush Sheyesh Bohana, so then even Rabbi Yehuda should agree. The same question, right, that I was asking in the Imam Chalava, I'm asking, I think other people ask it in the Ramban, I don't know if anybody asks it on the Imam Chalava, but I think it's a very powerful question. The Gemara in both places depends on Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, but in both cases, they're parallel, right? Imam Chalava is saying, being in a certain state of mind and appreciation and awareness is critical to the quality of being nanim and areach. That's what he's saying. That works on integration. And Ramban is saying, right? Not being a human hanger, but being a lovesh begadim is levisha sheish b'ana, and that requires kavana. So then what does that have to do? Why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree? Same question. I think the answer to the question goes back to better understanding Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. That is, the debate between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda is not only whether miskaven is a condition for chiyuv or not, right? As we said before, it really goes to two questions. Number one, what impact does kavanah have on the maisa? And more broadly speaking, to what extent, when we look at halachic actions, are we looking more objectively at what's happening, the form of what's happening, what other people perceive to be what's happening? Or, according to Rav Shimon, the subjective component is a critical aspect as well. So it's possible that the chiddush of the Ram Chalava and the chiddush of the Ramban, namely, that sometimes kavana figures into the hagdara of the Isur itself, that gufa depends on Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. For Rav Shimon, who takes a more subjective perspective on these issues, so he will say, you know what, not only do I think that kavana is ma'akev per se, or at least as part of the Hagdara of a Maisa, it also allows me, in certain cases, to think that the kavana enters into the quality of the performance, whether it's the Reach of the Ram Chalava or the Levisha Shalana of the Ramban and Chatnis. But just because, for the very reason Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care whether it's kavana or not, I care whether it's a maisa aveira, that itself makes him less inclined to accept these subtleties of shatnez or of reyach. So let me conclude, I have like 2 minutes left, with one final point. The Ran in Chulin, the part that I skipped, the part that I skipped, or I should add one other thing, and that is that, before I get to that, there's an interesting debate, I can't go into details, but in the Sugya of Ayin Zayin that I mentioned before, Reicha Milsam, Tzachin, the Balamor on one hand, and the Raivid and Ramban have both exact similar discussion of this Ram Chalav on Ramban, but there's the Balamor. Balamor says, whether you'll say Reicha Milsa in a certain case, Gufa depends on whether or not you're miskaven or not. That's what Balamor says. And the Ramban attacks it and says, look at the first Mechamos very quickly. Okay, line 3. The Rebbe Sphere Lake is the Kivan Shayna Miskaven, Manos Rea, Kalla, Bedika Sayayin, Epsha, Velom Mechavenu, the Shari. That's what Balamor says. That says, no Kavana, then it's Epsha, Velom Mechavenu. So the Ramban says, "Davar zeh shivush gadolu shem hayalem machlokas b'davar shenim miskaven lo amru reicha lav milsa." What does reicha milsa lav milsa have to do with a case where there's no kavana? So it's ironic. What I just said to answer the Ramban about shatnez could be said to answer the Balamor from the Ramban's objection about reicha milsa, namely, whether reicha is milsa or not. Whether you look at reach as achila or as hana, Or is something even less than hana, according to the Balamor, it depends on whether you hold Einam Miskaven or not. And the Ramban says, no. I mean, that is this one argument about Reicha Milsa. There's another argument about Einam Miskaven. What does one have to do with the other? But the Ramban himself, when it comes to sharpness, says exactly the same idea. Okay, what's the final point I want to make? The Ran also addressed this question of our sugya that Tosas does, and that Rav Kalava does, and that the Rush does. There's a psik ratio here, so what are we talking about in the Miskave, right? What about Shim psik ratio? He doesn't give the Rush's answer, he doesn't give the Rav Kalava's answer. Instead, he gives a spectacular other answer. What is that answer? Psik ratio doesn't apply to Yisurei Anav. It only applies to Achila or things like it. Not only Achila, because it applies to Kibui Mizbeach, and it applies to Shachmiz. It doesn't apply to Yisurei Anav per se. Look at this. And that's how he explains the Shachmiz question. Right, what's the Shachmiz question again? If you're wearing it, even to model, but it's a psik ratio. Good, it's a miscavenant, it's a psik ratio, right? So we had the Ramban's answer, we had the other answers, we had the Oroch's answer, listen to the Ram. Abayamar Osu, back to the Ram and Alarit. Abayamar Osu Recha Milsa, Lav Mishom Anod Recha Pligi, Ti Nitzra Olo, Du Kimna Osu Begamar, Puntai, Abayamar Rava, Ketanoi, Detana, Rode Paschama, Nosa, and we've read all this already. Just skip a little bit, actually. Yeah. Va'od, Da Kaimalon, four lines down. Line 20. Psik reisha hu the kaimelon mod rav shimon the psik reisha v'layamus leisa dil inyan hanav vaday apogav dava psik reisha shari. This is why this Ram is so famous. Not for the part where he quotes the same as the Ramban, but for this part. It is a psik reisha. Psik reisha b'hanah is mutter. An amazing shita. The ra'ah actually said it before him. The ra'ah in Chulin and in Avodah Zarah. The ra'ah is not well known. The Ran was printed in the back of the Shas Gemara. Darminan hasam, mochay ksus, mochay kedakon, v'vad shalichav, mibacham, v'necham, v'ksham, v'necham, shatnes. V'asam v'ari matzei hanah. Ela, kivin de lo mechavei, lo chashvinan la midi, because it's hanah. That's what he gets into the rest of it. Meaning the same reason that there's no din of Nisasek Shekeinana for Hana, he goes even a giant step further here in the Ra, there's no Psik Resha for Hana. Now, if Psik Resha means that you're Niskaving, then it doesn't matter whether it's Hana or Achil. Because if you're saying, oh, your actions belie your words, every time you do this, this happens, you're Niskaving. It's a latent Kavanah. But if the idea of psik reisha is A equals B, you're doing A and B happens, but we want to know, since the psik reisha, they merge into one. So you could say that for achila, you can say that for maisa B, you could say that when it's a maisa. But hanah to begin with isn't a maisa, it's an experience. And as we said, if it's an experience, then the objective aspects of it, shekeinene, or psik reisha, they're not going to help you. One final example to finish, and that is the Gemara discusses and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that when it comes to chametz, there's an isur mashu. Right? The regular dinim of tarovas and bitol don't apply. Some Rishonim say that's true for achila, but not for hanah. That itself is amazing. Most Rishonim don't. Most Rishonim say the isur mashu applies bein the isur achila, bein the isur hanah. There's a group of Rishonim that say only b'achila, not b'hanah. That's already amazing. Splits the two. But the Ravid, quoted by the Sefer Michtam and Tzvachim, and by the Ran and Avodah Zarah, and based on Ramba Ravid, another Ravid in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Yud Dalet and Nukos Macholos Asuros, goes even a giant step further. The Ravid seems to say, we don't pass him this way, but he says it, that even generally, Tam Ki Iker, no saying Tam, doesn't apply to Yisurei Hanah. And all the Rishonim are shocked. How could it be? Right, there's a bitul. But again, the idea might be that as much as hana is an outgrowth of achila, there's still a huge qualitative difference. The point is that when it comes to achila, achila is objective. There's an ochel, there's a maisa achila, right? As long as it's there and it's identifiable, there's no sintam in the context of chometz even mashu. That's achila. But hana is about the experience of this object. Hana hagabra. And the point is that if there's no identity, or the identity of the ches is completely gone, you don't associate it with the Dvar Yisur, then that undermines, according to the Ravid, that undermines even that experience itself. So even as both comments and other makolos asuros are connected according to the Rambam. It's all one halakha. Achila is a derivative. I'm sorry, Hana is a derivative of achila, but nonetheless, there are huge differences, subtle differences, but big differences according to some Rishonim between. Wish you all a wonderful summer. I think you have a party after the after Maris.